මොකද්ද මානසික ආරගෙන ගන්නේ මොකක්ද? ඒක මෙහෙම ඉඳගෙන භාවනා කරන්න තෝකේ එදිනදා වැඩ කරන සතියෙන් කියන්නේ නිවන් ළඟින් දුව. අපි තුමුරනේ සතිය විතරයි. ඒක බලලා මැට්ටෙන් හරි කපන්නේ මීවල වෙනවා අපිට. ඉඳගෙන පුළුවන් නම් සතිය. වරදක් මම කරන සතිය වරදවා. එදිනදා වැඩ කරන සතිය වරදවා. ආනන්ද ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ සතර විද්‍යාවෙන් සොරව නිවන්. ඒ පටන් ගන්නකොට ඩයිසන් වෙන ගන්නකොට slow motion එකේ රවුමෙන් කරකදලා ඩයිසන් එක ගත්ත. ඒ කියන්නේ ගස්තරපස්සේ දෙනගලති පාරවල විතරයි මම ඩ්‍රයිවිං කරන්න පුළුවන් කියලා කිව්වේ. මම ලයිසන්ස් එක අපි දෙනගලති පාරේ නිසා මට ඩ්‍රයිවිං පොස්ට් එකක් දෙන්නේ සෙනගලති පාර නයි යතයි කියලා. මූත පොස්ට් එකක් හම් දෙන්නේ නැහැ. ඊට පස්සේ සෙනගින්න තැන් වල දැම්මට පස්සේ තමයි මිනිහා ඩ්‍රයිවර් කෙරේ. ඒ වගේ තමයි සක්මනේ පරියන්කේදී ගත්ත සතිය. ඉතින් සක්මනට දාගන්න. ඒක තියෙන කභියෝපේශී අත් දෙක අරගෙන හන්දෑ. ඊට පස්සේ එදිනෙදා වැඩ කරන්න නම් නානා ප්‍රවැතියකින් මේකට කොකු වදිනකොට තමන් අර සාල් සෙනගක් නාටිකංග නවන්නක් මම බලන්න ඇවිල්ලා ප්‍රිය සම්භාෂණය කරද්දී රජුගේ දියොත් එහෙම පොල්තල් කලයක් පුරුවේ කියන දෙන්න මැදින් පරයන් කන්තුලක් හරි එන්නේ තොග ඉඳගත සාදානවා කියේ අර මිනිස්සු මෙයාට නැතිලක් නෙමෙයි කියන්නේ මේ නැතර මිනිස්සු ඇඟේ හැප්පිලා හරි දෙන්න කල යනදී අන්න ඒ මිනිස්සුක කොහොමද යන්නේ දෙනගමේදී අන්න ඉන්නේ අපිට තියෙන මුළු ලෝකෙම ඉන්නේ සම්පූර්ණ මේ නාටිකංග නාගේ රැකමට ඊලා කටි සම්බන්ධ අපිට කියලා තියෙන්නේ මොකක්ද? තිරසලේ කඳුලක්වත් හලන්න. ඉදිවතින් ගහලා එනවා. යම් මේ සෙනග නැතුවද උඹලා කමන්නේ නළුවා බල දෙය බලන්නේ නැහැ. සෙනග බලන්නත් නැහැ නේද? කෙලින් කරගෙන යනවා. මේක තමයි බුදු දහම කියන්නේ ජීවත් වෙනවා. ඒලා අර නැතිවීම උම්මත්තකයක්. මේ පිස්සුව. මේ සෙනග නටන එක විදිහට කවුරු කොයි පැත්තෙන් හතුව විමුක්ත නැහැදුවත්. කෙලින් යන ගමනේ මනසේ ප්‍රයත්න ජීවත් එතන අප්‍රමාද වෙන්නේ නැත්නම් අපි සතිමත් වෙන්නේ. ඉතින් ඒක අපිට නිහිරු ඒ තරම් අපි මේ අපි තෙල් කලයක් කරන නෙමෙයි අර ප්‍රජාත් එක නරනට ඉන්නේ කා. අපි නෑ තාම ඇඟීමක් මේ මොකද වෙන්නේ කියලා. ඉතින් ඒක හේතුන දවසේ දැන් නිකන් සම්පූර්ණ ජීවිතේ සහ අගයන් ආඩම්බරයන් කියන අමුතු හිමකට වැඩිලා. ඒක අනිත් පිස්සු කියන අපිට පිස්සු. සාමාන්‍යයෙන් ඇත්තට ඒ පිස්සු කියන කතාව නම් මම දෙකම ඉස්සල බාර ගන්න මොකද ඉංග්‍රීසි පැත්තනේ අපි සොච්චර කල් නැතිනේ. ඒ නිසා ඉන්දිය සම්මුරේට එනකොට එතන හොඳ සත්‍යයක් නැති වෙන වැඩි කරන්නේ. ඒ නිසා නම් දෙන්නේ වෙන ආගම කරනවා. මුලින්ම සත්‍ය වදන පටන් ගත්තා. විද්‍යාව දාති දිනන කියන වගේ විමසන රැටි පිළිතෝරන පිළිතෝරේ මනසයි ඒ සිද්ධිනේ. එහෙනම් මේ නන්නස්තර වෙලා බාහිරට ගියේ පිටිපන්නෙම දෙවැත්තෙන් පස්සු කරවාගේ කිසිම යාදෙන්නේ නැහැ. කොන්ටලටිවි මෙන්නම් වෙන චිත්තක් තියෙනවා කරා එන සංඥා අපිට තියෙන කරන්නේ නැහැ. කුජියකින් නෙමෙයි. කුජියකවත් මහාල කොට බාර ගන්නවා මම දැක්කා මම ඇහුවා. මිනිනටිගේදී විචර දීනනේ උපුටි ඒක කියලා තියෙනවා මේ මැනිකේ වුණත් ඒක විදියයි නෝනා වුණත් ඒක විදියයි මැනිකේ වුණත් නෝනා වුණත් අපිට වැඩේ ඒ වගේ තමයි රූප දැක්කත් අපි. ගඳ දැරුවත්, ගඳ බැරිමත් වගේ, රස බැරිමත් වගේ, පහත බැරිමත් වගේ, හිතුවත් වගේ හොඳ නරක දෙකම වගේ රූපේ. ඇහෙන දේ හොඳ නරක දෙකම වගේ. අන්තිම දේක සංපත් පිළිබඳ තමයි තේරෙන පටන් අරගන්නේ. අනේ විතර කරලා අපි මේ නරන්න මාරේ නරන්න තියාම සතකවදාපත් නොනට සිටීමේ හැකියාව උරනාලා නැහැ. ඉදාට තමයි අපි මනුස්සකම නැත්නම් අපේ ජීවිතයත් වැඩගත්තු මොකක්ද බව පේන්නේ පුළුවන් නම් දෙල්ලෙන් නැති එක තැනක කියලා. ප්‍රයත්න දෙන්න. මොන එකම අරමුණ කිසි බොහෝ වෙලා පාත්තන් දෙය අරමුණ කියනක් තේන්න. අන්න එදාට තේරෙනවා මේ තිරසෙන කරපැති මනුස්සයාට තියෙන මේ ගතිය. අපි කොච්චරක් උරගාන බලන්න. ඒ ඉරන් හා සම්බන්ධයන සෑම දෙයක්ම සෑම තිරසෙනකම සාර්ථක. ඉගෙන කිසිම මේ මිනිසෙකුට කියලා කිව්වේ. මිනිසෙකුට දෙන එකම දේ තමයි එහෙව් සික්කලම දේවල් කියෙද්දී ඉත මේ පැත්තට හරවන. ඒක අත්දකින්න තියෙන දිරු ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ කියන්නේ ඒ පැත්තට හරවගත්තේ නැති කිසිම කෙනෙකුට කවම දායකවත් විනිශ්චයකාරකම දෙන්නවද? අනිද්ද තීව්‍රම බුදුන් ශක්තියක් නැහැ. මේ බාහිරේ විතරක් දන්නේ ඕන කිරිසෙන් වෘතිත් නැහැ. මේ අනුගමන කිනකරන්නේ අදිගානේ ඉදිරියෙන් නම්නේ කරන ඇතුළත තියෙන සැපය. ආත්මයන් සුදේ දන්න කෙනෙකුට නම් මේ ලෝකෙත් මේ කාර්යයක් තියෙන බර. ඒ වගේ යන්නේත් නැත්නම් දෙන්නක් කරනවා. ඒක තමයි සුදුසු යාදු. ඒක මේ දැන් කන්නේ අර්ථණිය හැක් වහගෙන යඹුර කියන දේ තුන 3D බලන්න නැතුව කරන දෙයක් නෙවෙයි. තමයි අපි කතා කරද්දී මේ කතාව නතර කරන්නේ. මේක මේ මම කතා කියන්නේ බාධා කරා. දැනට සම්පූර්ණ දවස් දෙකයි ගේම් කියන්නේ අපි ටික ටික කතා කරන පටන් ගන්නවා. මේක හොඳ තත්ත්වයක් නෙවෙයිනේ. ඔබ වහන්සේ අනුකම්පා කර අවවාද කළොත් දැන්නම හොඳයි. අර අලුවරු රෝදේ කරත්තින් යනවානේ. ඒක සැතර ගෑවන්නේ ඔච්චර නෑ. මොකද දෙන්නේ? ඈ? ලිහිසිදා. මේකට දාන්න ඕනේ ස්නේහණය කර. ඒක ස්නේහණය කරපුවාම හරි චරිතයෙන් තියෙන්නේ. දෙදී ගන්න. ඒ වගේ තමයි අත්‍යවශ්‍ය මේ දෝෂා වැඩි වෙන්නේ අතිරේක ගිනිකා කරේ මෛත්‍රිය දෝෂය. මෛත්‍රිය තමයි මේකට තියෙන ස්නේහය. තීනේ තිබුණේ ඒක කියලා ඒ වැඩි කරන්නේ අපිට චරිතර ගන්න ඕන උදව් කරන්න පුළුවන් නැත්නම් ඉන්න බැහැ. ඉල්ලුවන් තරම් අපිට කියන්නේ මේ කඩදාසි දෙක අපි සතුල්ලන කොට සසසසසලක් හදයක් කියන මේක වෙයිලා තිනවා. මේක නේද පොලිටල් ටිකක් දාගෙන අතුනෝටි සම්පෙන්නේ. එනික සෙන්සි එකක් දාන්නේ. එන්ඩරු සෙන්සි එකක් දාන්නේ. ඒ නිසා විතරෝම ඉක්මනට කරේ මෛත්‍රීකින් කටයුතු කරනවා නම් අපිට ඉච්චරම කෙනෙක් ගහපා දෙන්න ඕනේ වෙන්නේ නැහැ. නැත්නම් කිව්ව අනිත් එක පිළිගන්න. එහෙම වෙන කතා කරලා දෝෂයක් නැහැ. දැන් මේක වෙලා තියෙන කීන්දේ නැවතුනස කියලා දෙන්නකොට මොකද අර පිළිගන්නේ නැහැ. මොකද මෛත්‍රී අදුපෙන් තා ඒ චරිතර ගන්නකොට කරක් එක කැපෙන්නේ එනකොට කරන්නේ ඒක එන්ඩරු දෙල් එතන ප්ලීස් මේක දිහා මයිකේ එකක් විදියට එහෙම නැත්නම් ජීවිත වල තිබෙන සත්‍ය පිළිතුරකට කියලා තියෙනවා මේ සයිලන්ට්ලි මයින්ඩ්ෆුලි සෝල් එතකොට විශ්වද කරන්නේ සත්‍ය කර වෙනතදී මේක අදුවෙන් කරන්නේ මෙන්න මේ විශ්වදතාවය ගොඩනගන්න ඩිෆයින් කරන්නේ කමුද තමන්ගේ මෙතුත්වන සද්දෝට අනුකම්පිතයි. අපි පෙච්චරක් පරිපරේට සද්දෙන් සුත්තනවා. අහු ඒකට අපි අන්සන්නේ බලනකොට තේරෙන මොහොතේදී අදි ප්‍රමාණකින් කරන්නේ. දැන් මේ කරන්නේ ටිකක් අර පරිවැයන කෙන පරිදි. ඒක කිසිම අනුවෙන් කරන්නේ. ඒ වගේම තමයි. තමන්ගේ සද්දෝට අනුකම්පිතයි කියහම අනිත් කෙනෙක් කස්සේ වගේ හද කරා කොරන්නේ සහකරන දෙන්නගේ විමර සියලු සියක් කරන්න බෑනේ කියලා ඉවසන හැටි දැන නිසා හැම වෙලාවෙදීම ඒ සද්ද පිළිගන්නේ තමන්ගෙන් නිකුත් වෙන සද්ද. ඒක හොඳ උදමා රටාවක් කියනවා මේ සෙන් පන්සල කිහිපයක් හාමුදුරුවෝ කතා කරා. හතර දිනක් කතා කරගත්තාද ඒ කතාව බහුනට. ඒ අපි දිනියගේ වෙලාව කච්චන්දරත් එක්කත් විශේෂ කතා කරා. කතා කරපු තුන කතා. එහෙම ඉතින් මේ දින භාවනා කරන විදිහට සත්කාරයක සිද්ධයි. ලාන්තේ දෙල්ලා. දැන් මේකට මේ වෙලාව දෙල්ලන්නේ නැත්නම් ඉන්පුරපත් කරගන්නවා. ඉන්නතරයි. ඉතින් එක්කෙනෙක් කතා කරලා එකොලකට ගොයි පස්සට තියෙන්න. අමිනදල් කතා කරුවා ඉගෙන ගන්නකොට ඉබ්බත් අහුණානේ කිව්වලු. සුන්දරෙක් අන්තිම ගාන මම විතරයි කතා නකර කිව්වලු. ඉතින් තා අනුන්ගේ ඉස්සතාර ගැන බලන්න ගියොත් පැහැදිලිව අපිට කතා කරන්න. ඉස්සතාරෙන් අපි මේක අහලා කතා කරගන්න ගැටි එක ගන්න අච්චු දෙන්නා. එකකින් අඳහසරන අපි සිල්වා අඳර නිසද්ද වෙන්නේ මම විතරයි කතා අනිදර කියලා කඩේ කියනවා. දැන් මේක හැම වෙලාවෙම අලුත් කරලා දෙන්නේ මේ දේශයක් නේද? ඒක ඕනේ කියලා සහැල්ලු කරා.
Swaminarayana, in today's desana, you explain about the notion, the beginning, the middle and the end of a breath, as well as being able to breaths in one breath, numerous breaths in one breath. You also talk about the associated events that that could occur. Example, arising of a chain of thoughts, the mind being strong and stable in daily living. My question is, do these happen in the sequence or at any time close to each other? how can we tell these are related to this state of samadhi? Could you please kindly explain this clarity? Again the question, today's desana you explained about noting the beginning, the middle and the end of the breath, as well as being able to see numerous breaths in the one breath. You also talked about the other associated events that occur, that could occur, arising of the chain of thoughts, the mind being strong and stable in doing in daily living. My question is, do these happen in the sequence or at any time close to each other? How can we tell these are related to this state of samadhi? Could you please explain and clarify? To explain, I have to introduce two terms, vipassana samadhi and samatha samadhi. The samadhi is a concentration that can be divided into two types. One thing is leading to the serenity, other one is leading to the insight or see things as they are. The explained situation is highly biased towards the vipassana samadhi or explaining things as they are. Therefore, that particular samadhi is known as khanika samadhi or momentary concentration. Whatever the object, as and when it arises, samadhi can stand for a split second and drop. Next, as next object arises, it will be completely different. Even then, samadhi can and drop. So therefore, corresponding to the each and every object, kind of a samadhi comes and goes. But compared to samatha samadhi, object is the same. Conventional object the same. And the vipassana, many, many objects. Even then, the balance is there. Even then, the concentration is there. That is the beauty of the vipassana samadhi. Samatha samadhi, more and more you develop, more and more it becomes intensive, it goes and gets absorbed into the object and it becomes less and less inquisitive. Its inquiring capacity reduces as the concentration increases. But in the vipassana samadhi, being the object is so changing and it becomes so then and there, the inquiring capacity, the inquisitive capacity is unhindered. So therefore, in the vipassana, even the object are changing, still you can have interconnection. For example, if you are doing a target shooting, you have a target over there and what you have to do is get the hold of the gun and keep on fire. Ultimately, you can go to the bullseye. But even if you are sure with that fixed target, when you are going to shoot with the jumping animal, it's a completely different game. Vipassana samadhi is shooting to the jumping animal. Samatha samadhi is target shooting. So therefore, there are functions and there are objective and there are approach, ways and means have some similarity as well as discipline. This question is asking basically related to the vipassana samadhi. While the objects are changing, can there be any samadhi? Can it be called as samadhi? Those who are believing that they are inside method will say yes. Those who do not accept that will say no. That is one of the 5% way in the meditation. Some says that those who are believing in the traditional method that believe in the concentration or samatha samadhi, they say this is not that. That cannot be. There cannot be a certain concentration, thereby the object changes, how can have the then and there concentration. But their inside methods completely based upon that kind of a samadhi. So you can still proceed. The advantage of it is that can see the impermanent suffering and the unselfish nature of it because the inquiring capacity is unhindered. So it's possible. So only the written questions are changed from the time being. So now we have taken little more than 2 hours. I time to stop. Any other comments or any other questions? statement.
Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankara Vinyani is the five aggregates that we know. In English it is called the corporeality, feelings, perception, mental formations and the consciousness. Now we are talking about the feelings. The feelings are pleasurable and painful. These are the two commoners I use. But of course in theory, pain, pleasure and there is yet another one, no pain, no pleasure. So therefore it sometimes appears either 2-4, sometimes 3-4. The complete answer is 3-4. Now your confusion is the feeling and the pain. So would you expand the question into the pain and pleasure equally or you want to specialize only on the pain? Only the pain. So that means when you are feeling a painful feeling, question is whether it is only mental or whether it is related to the physical. That means when the physical pain happens, you start to mind going to suffer. And then the physical pain, there is yet another relationship with the cause and effect. Mental procedure is cause and effect. All modes are parallel. Both are the parallel. This pain, it says, ආයයට පරිච්ඡ පොට්ටබ්බේට උපජ්ජති කාය විඥාන සින්න සංගති පස්සෝ පස්සපක්ඛ වේද. ඒකේ බොඩි සෙන්සිටිවිටි and the irritating external source and then the mind goes to that particular point that is called body consciousness and then these three come together. The cause, strike element, the sensitivity, the base element and the knowing that is I am not in the eye, I am not in the ear but I am in the body, there is a mind consciousness, body consciousness, when these three come, it is called contact. As far as the contact is continuing, these three has to support. When these three are coming, we call contact. When the contact happens, next thing is contact in the proximate cause, next thing is the feel. Can be pleasure or pain or neutral. But in your case, it is a painful feeling. When that happens, how the brain reacts? Or how your soul, your liking and disliking gets hooked up with it. Because it has been like a threat to the life. So may I have a particular corresponding point in the brain, start particular kind of shootings, and then particular kind of chemicals going to come. And then instead of this physical thing happens, the brain thing is happening in a reflective manner, not in the direct manner. Ultimately, you will engross rather here than this. And that can be, how do you call it, explained if you are amputated. But the brain situation, the functioning faculty of the brain is not cut off. So therefore, you are getting feeling as if leg is there. You feel sometimes that even if it is cut off, it feels like it is there. So that means the mind do not accept this amputation. Therefore, mind will be protect as if that part is living. So that means there are two processes. These two processes happening in the same way, it has to have the spike element, the base element and the ignition. When these three happen only, the contact happens and then the chain action going to take. Even though I gave this explanation, still I am not clear about it. Moods. Emotions. The emotions are basically some kind of a sediments in the mind. It is on the then and there, it has a very good bearing on the past. If you are sometimes irritated with a particular person, whenever he comes to face to face it, you are always developing kind of answer, uncomfortable. The other person, when you see some kind of a comfort. It depends on the hard on the pain, feeling, it is hard on the person. It's yet another hurdle in the mind. The corporeality, feeling, perception, thank you for this kind of also. Perception plays philosophy in this emotions. So it is the vomiting of the what is inside. This the likelihood of what is your impressions. So the cognition and recognition. Cognition is then there. Emotion happens due to recognition, recognition. So it is at least 1 split second distance from the reality. So therefore you have some phobias, some kind of related feelings, as if you are controlled by your remote control. So when that happens, you develop an unfortunate thing is you recognize this emotion as you. Emotion is yourself. Emotion is mind. And then you see with the sky a lot of clouds. Sky is something. You don't find this something. But with the dark clouds, it happens for the moment. It has no impact upon the whole sky. In that whole sky is the sky. Therefore, consciousness. Sometimes colored with this perception is bad. It's not a good emotion. That even when the consciousness is completely independent source, that it is colored for the moment by the consciousness, perception or not. But at that time, emotion is so heavy, emotion is so conspicuous, therefore you recognize yourself, you assume as it is, then only you are in the track of self. But if you have to see, it is just a passing phase. It has nothing to do with self. Moods are coming and going. So you must not necessarily should recognize. So otherwise you can say, as you recognize, as you assume, you are claiming for this. No, that is why then. So that there are some books written by recently in the Man and the Life organization, they have gone 7 destructive emotions. So there are 7 books. Yeah. And, worries and all the kind of things. I had access to only the first one, the anger. With previous days, I make a determination. I will never ever be angry with the anger. Always when the anger happens, our natural tendency is to be angry upon the anger. Then it will consider. But we have a chance. Understand, this is not worry, this is not something, and this is not the sight, this is the hearing, but it's anger. And you have to just be indifferent. Let it happen and go. So this is the beginning of that, the middle of that, see the end of that. But usually when the emotion, when you are talking about the middle of the emotion, not the beginning. Beginning already gone. But you have no patience to see its end also. And that is why the question comes. So if you wish to take the situation under control, to understand today I became aware of my worries, by the time worry has come up to a certain level, then only I come to understand how the chemical emotions come. But worry won't allow you to just to continue patiently asking you to do something. And then everything will come. So there we are, and you have managed the beginning. Now you are in the middle, that you are going to fork your finger. And there is a chance. You need to just to observe the body without forking the finger, without putting yourself in, without recognizing, without assuming. And then it's very painful. So it comes with fruitless. But still you are getting a distance from it and observe the body as if someone else. And if when it ceases, probably healthy ceases means you are the hilarious and you are the victorious and you feel then you get it positively. If you get hooked up at that worst scale, then the only thing you can do is self-destruction. So there are no patience. And when mindfulness comes, I will give an example. You are angry, completely, 100% angry. At least you are about to commit suicide, to kill someone, any distraction. But still,
there's a chance for you to understand, I am in the anger. Even you are 100% angry, chance for the mindfulness and anger is there. Taking this point, the Buddha says, even the anger is 100% in its full flesh, to just mere sati, cannot be erased. It has its own chance. Here we are no enemy. Therefore, it indicates even the 100% anger is weaker than the just mere sati. Next time, if you can become mindful one split second before, perfectly. So more and more you go there when the anger as it comes, sets in. If you are mindful, that is the time you can control. Till that you have to observe. This whole process, catching at it 100% level, 99%, 98% level, and coming back is known as consciousness. Seeing the beginning, and looking at the back. Not getting it to go at the tree. So for that enormous amount of patience, which you are going to do therapeutic something, that means you are missing. If you have a great doctor, this is a diagnostic process. You keep on observing as if someone else. And when it happens, the anger, very anger was burning you, it was destructive you, now going to give a first hand experience that you have never you have seen earlier. So you ultimately you welcome it. Because as it comes, sooner the better. So you try to be prepared for that. Only you have the hatred to that. When it arises in the stream of consciousness, you are disheartened. Now you are take it as a raw material for your strength. So there are your attitude, your perspective towards the anger is completely changed. This is how the personality is. This is how the controlling of the senses happen. This is how your moral shame and the moral fear come to be. It is to be a perfect. So therefore, all the negative emotions are huge, huge pent up in. If you are wrongly tackled, it's stop. But if you can go there, then even you can tackle other second. If you know how it works, the way it works is exactly you, your way is the other person. Anger has no differences as far as the person is concerned. So once you recognize the anger, how it comes, how it works and how it goes, easily you can repeat about the other person. And then you understand. Even if you get the dispensation of the good, even if you become a human, even if you have all the organs intact, even if you get the good down, even if you have good friends, even if you have any chances, anger happens. Every positive thing is destroyed. All your gains, all your accumulatively so much of meritoriously, everything going down to the taco. So therefore, if you can tackle one split second before, you can have their property, their value intact. So therefore, unless otherwise you know, you tackle this anger, whatever the gain, whatever the earnings you are, everything put into the bucket. So therefore, anger is known as the emotions, known as the, it is destroying the source. And the worries, they are also happening. So therefore, in the very advanced level of meditation, it is called Dhammanupassana. So the Kayanupassana, Vedanupassana teaching Dhammanupassana. Before that, you have to have a fair, thorough understanding on that. But contemplating the body as body, contemplating the feelings as feeling, contemplating the mind condition as mind condition, then only you are qualified to tackle these sediments, emotions. Of course, temporary you can erase. That on that occasion only I gave that example. Even the emotion is overpowering your power, understanding you are in the emotion, that
with the understanding, the mindfulness cannot be destroyed by delusion. By that, you know where I mean that. And the thing is, you do not need to accept it. That is why the mindfulness becomes this. Accept, I am in anger, it is nothing harm because I am, this is not my wish. I am in anger. But in that, I know it. So therefore, you are better off, rather than you are telling that I am. Oh no, I am sorry, nothing. You are not asking for any of that kind of thing. The phobia is a mental aberration. If the mind is there, mental aberration is in the phobia. Everyone is in the phobia. That is why Buddha says, Sadevutu Janam Matava. So what is your name? Only the different. I am also have a phobia. You also have a phobia. But the people, that is not the brevity you must have, you are one of the other person. In the faith. So that acceptance, you know, many people think it is destructive, it is disheartening and incapacitating. That means you understand, you are a brain tumor. Not knowing is no chance for treatment, but if you know there is a fast moving brain tumor, you can consult a doctor and see what is happening. Anything. If the mind is there, the mind has the capacity to catch all the rejected diseases. There is no assurance. There is a meditation master in Sri Lanka, and he was giving example. They gave causes and everything. He used to get a lot of lights ultimately. When the brain operated, there was a fast growing tumor. It is not the cause of the effect of the meditation, it is a tumor. Then only three brain operations. Only he recognized the meditation master, where he found it is not a, it is just a clinical situation. Can happen. Can happen. Because sitting meditation is highly unorthodox. So therefore you are a lot of suppression. You don't accept reality to happen, that is why you can't all the rest of that. Walking meditation is rather, even though you are just pacing up and down, other people sound, eyes open and kind of you are taking certain amount of challenges. And but anyway, difficult. Very difficult, much difficult than sitting. But if you go to the day-to-day activities, no specific action, everything is natural. Only thing is, you are under the light of. And therefore, that mindfulness is the most thin, but the most repeatable one when you go home. So therefore, you have to give an appropriate value for that. Sitting is very good for the concentration and the mindfulness to go conducive conditions. Walking is simple. Day to day, full of challenges, and if you develop, more what can be said. Mindfulness takes up a hand, and you know it. So therefore, at the beginning, you start with the theoretical maximum, the sit and the go. Ultimately, you will ask, what is the difference between sitting and the go? It's the same person. No difference. So this is the, this is a part of faith. It's a part of belief. We are vulnerable to any physical and mental situation. Who the hell can do a cure? Those virtuous people know so it. And all the culprits also get. And it is a different thing. This is different. This is different. How can we say, being so and so, I am free of this and that? So to say, if someone is claiming, he is being bad. Not even if someone is thinking at least for a split second, I am healthy. And the Hermes, this thing it says, all the doctors are dying. And the single expert doctor claim, I will not die. And all the barristers are liars. So it says, Okkuma Vedduma, Okkuma Naitekne Borugi, you can't believe it. It's not yellow, it's not red. Just accept and so make much of us Because it's rather close to the reality, you know, best acceptance we can do as far as we are claiming as yogis, claiming as meditators, we are true to them. We try to be simply ourselves out there, sure. But we can do that. Okay.
That is somewhat related to her question. When the phobia happens, that particular person is not in the normal situation, so therefore, how will phobia person be mindful about the phobia? And this picture also comes back. And the meditation, in the meditation garden it says, this coloration, this cloudy, fragile situation happens because situation happens under the latent tendency of the head. But those are unsafe. So therefore, as far as you don't recognize the everything happen under the hatred, you are shooting, never go to the target. You have to understand that when the pain happens, naturally it is happening under the natural tendency of the latent tendency of hatred. As far as the hatred is covering, muddling the situation, you will never see the force. You will never say you are naming your adverting mind never go to the target. And therefore, Vayatupattanayana, this is what makes the situation in the meditation you will be facing. You develop fear. You develop uncertainty. Because whatever you see, it is disorder. And then it is not a mistake, it is a rather gain, it is rather knowledge of the meditation. And there is a kind of a changing of the pattern. Whenever the dissolution happens, unexpectedly you develop kind of a hatred. Which is not something to happen. But Jesus says, let the hatred part be observed and accept it with the knowledge. That means your mental calculation must be changed from the hatred to the knowledge. This is the reality. This is not something aberration. This is not something wrong. So therefore, ultimately you will say this is not unusual. This is not a punishment. This is rather end of it. Achievement, right? That soon you change the attitude, the whole picture is complete. That in the mental coloration, mental background changing, but it is not a linear relationship. It's an accident. Can, as in as any time it happens, it is happened accidentally, never by pre-plan. You know, this fear and everything all the time comes. But as soon comes, we get zhukta, and we try to get rid of the pain, ultimately that happens. See, you are fertilizing the hatred. And therefore, you have to be aware, if everything gets puddled and cut out because of the latent tendency, hatred. So, when am I going to be mindful about this cuttering situation, puddle situation, all the kind of thing? So, you have to be a very three-dimensional kind of observation. That's the main chapter. Basic course, the second thing is mental reaction, and the mental reaction is happening under the darkness of the hatred, all the things. So, beginner can do only the first. Those who have the mental Chittana Vasana can do the Vatkanda Sattva. Those who qualify for the Dhammana Vasana can treat three times. The physical course. And naturally you fall into the pitfall of the body. And now you know, background is hate. You have to start from fight, from the back. And it goes everywhere, all the time. So the moment you understand is happening in the hatred, then you understand that is why the mind is in a different position as this situation. And for that, this real situation is just a mere cursed start. Balance is change actions. This is the hatred. Usually we are blind to that. And recognition of that, everything we never appreciate that's a good thing, we think is something. That is the latest. That is equal later and it is here. Yeah. And therefore it is called progress. We think hatred is said, must, that time hatred must come and save you. So this hatred is doing like a fire brigade like that. So we just doing the same thing throughout the life. Now only you see how the hatred is doing the advantage of it is that decision. Then mental aberration happens, no? And the discursor, real pain becomes insipid. So the pain action starts. So therefore, even not understanding is not a right. Very hard thing we are talking about, not the direct thing, we are not the second, not the image. Reality, the image, and the coloring later tendency. Which is coming to later. Electronically functions. All the three at the stretch, looking and giving the priority to the initiative laser never happens. Very difficult. We usually not trained. We are worrying about this curse. And you say, this is the dog circle. Dog, when you are throwing a stone, it goes behind the stone and eat it. And only the lion is to go to the source. Because it is my disciple, we have a lion's. If it happens, you see it going back. Ultimately, the day you see it, you get to power, you get to power. And not by words. And this time we will get a better chance. But still, it has to season. Number of times it has to season, then one person gets angry and kind of thing, you feel compassionate. He is vulnerable, he is being in the same captions. And if you are going to put more, the next person gets in fire. You are not listening. And even blackguarding you, by blackguarding if you feel comfortable, please. You are going to be there more and more good. And it's hard, it has to finish the start with one shot. And then you can understand this. So now it is 2.5 hours. Therefore, this is universal. This is universal. අපි කියන්නේ සිංහලෙන් හැම කිල්ලෝටම හුමු කියන. කිල්ලෝට හුමු නැති වෙන නැත්නම් ඕනෙත් නැහැ කිව්වා. අනිසේ කියන්නේ ඔය කෙලෙස් වල. ඕල් ඉඳසෙත්. ඒක අපි වස්නාට කියන දවසේ ලක්කා කරලා බලවත් කරනවා.